We are talking with the fabulous Dani Pugsley. She is the president of the Mountain Home Area Greater Chamber of Commerce. I can never say it right. Area Chamber. Mountain Home Area Chamber of Commerce. Got it. How have you been?
I've been good. Busy, but good.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. But there's been a lot going on in the city and in the county and in the surrounding area. Let me first and foremost hit the fact that you had a very important meeting, get together on Monday.
We did.
Talking about a year from now.
A year from now. You know, and it's crazy, is on April 8th, 2024, the solar eclipse is coming. Ready or not, it's coming. And Mountain Home is actually in the path of totality, which means that things are going to get even crazier. Our chamber has been working on this for over a year already, trying to get the word out slowly but surely. But I feel like now that people realize, okay, it's actually a year from now,
now it's time to plan.
It's time to get going.
You might want to let folks know why we're planning so far in advance and why KTLO and all the area businesses are kind of a part of this. How many people are we expecting to descend on this area, do you think?
We are, we're expecting our population to double, essentially.
Okay.
So we're looking at approximately 10,000 people could infiltrate this area. That's a low estimate. It could be more. Maybe
I think
it's
that's
less.
Very low.
I definitely think it's like planning for the storms that we keep planning for. You know, you're preparing for the absolute worst and you just never know. We know that the estimates coming out from the state, Hot Springs could see 100,000 people because it's also race weekend. And it's just those numbers are going to continue to grow. And with us, I think you're right. It's probably going to be more than 10,000 just because of the natural beauty of our area. If you're going somewhere to watch the solar eclipse, why would you not want to come to this area?
And why not watch it? And I know where people are thinking about watching it. You and I are nodding to each other on the water.
Yep.
It will be absolutely gorgeous. I can't even imagine what that's going to look like. I've gone through a total eclipse in Colorado as a kid up in the mountains. And I'll tell you what, that was spectacular. But this on the water, it's
and that's why we had representation from the Corps. You know, we were trying to get as many people from emergency management area, you know, hospitality industry, because people are already starting to get their reservations. And like you said, there's going to be a lot of people come to this area that maybe have never been here. They've never been on the water. They've never rented a boat before. And now all of a sudden they want to.
And we're going to throw them in the water.
We're going to throw them in the water. And so it's, what can we start doing now to prepare? And the biggest thing for us is, especially with the hospitality industry, if we can encourage our resorts, hotels to do 4 and 5 night minimums, that's also going to help us with the traffic. If we can keep some of these people here. But essentially with the solar eclipse, Mountain Home will be in total darkness for just over 3 minutes. And if you need something to compare that to, guys, that's longer than the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
We are going to be in total darkness, and school will be closed that day. I mean, there's going to be a lot.
It's a Monday, correct?
It's a Monday. So we're hoping to have several festivities kick off, you know, beginning on Friday, to try to keep people entertained. Each community is going to do a little something different. There is a website. It's called OzarkMountainEclipse.com.
Oh, great.
And so that's the website that we have created at this point in time to try to keep everybody as informed as possible. If you need a place to stay, you know, if you feel the need to rent out your home, do it. You can, you know, if you have an RV, you can camp in your backyard, set, you know, rent out your home and
make some money,
make your mortgage payment for the month.
There you go.
But, you know, the state of Arkansas has been working on this actually since 2017. As soon as we knew that we were in the path, they got on it, and Parks and Tourism started talking with all the communities that got hit in 2017, learning what do we need to prepare for? What do you wish you would have done? And so on and so forth.
Great question. What do you wish you would have done? And, you know, there are going to be some hits and misses. We know this. But, you know, we need to showcase this area and the wonderful people and the wonderful, unique, one-of-a-kind businesses that we have in this area. I love the fact that we are looking at this so far out that we are going to, like you said, with the storms, you've got to plan in place. You've got to be prepared. We've got plans. We're going to get them in place. We're going to be prepared. And we're going to cross our fingers that everything goes very, very smoothly.
Exactly. You know, and especially with our area, we're at over 40 months of consecutive sales tax revenue, you know, increase.
40.
I think it's like 40, 41 months.
Yeah, I think so.
And you know, when you think about that, we have the opportunity to bring in thousands of people to the Twin Lakes area that maybe have never been here before. Mm-hmm. We want them to have a positive experience.
We want them to come back.
We want them to come back. We want them to come to Mountain Home, come to Cotter, come to North Fork Lake, Flippin, Bull Shoals, come to this area and have such a great time that they say, you know what, the people were great, the accommodations were great, we want to come back. Because ultimately, that's putting money back into the local economy. You know, this money that they're spending at our resorts, at the when they go out to eat, when they're shopping, that's all going right back to the people that work and live here. So ultimately, you know, all we can do at this point is plan ahead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't think about little things, but from what we've learned from other communities, they ran out of gasoline. They ran out of groceries because they just weren't expecting that massive influx. So if we can make sure that the people that live here go ahead and stock up, mm-hmm. maybe the week before, get your groceries, get gas, lay low, try to stay off the roads because essentially people are coming. You know, we want you to be a part of all the festivities, but definitely just be cognizant. Just know ahead that there's going to be a lot of extra people in town.
Right. We're going to have a lot of added traffic and there's no reason for us to be out on the roads getting groceries when they're trying to get groceries and they're not sure where they're going. You know, it just is going to really save a lot of headaches if we have everything in place beforehand. And it sounds like you guys have really got this, your mind's wrapped around it, your arms are wrapped around it.
We're trying.
Yeah.
And you know, if you want to get involved, definitely call us at the Chamber, 425-5111. We would love to point you in the right direction. There are multiple entities that are working on this. Everything from the college is working on a big festival for Monday. I know that the airport is working on a fly-in at this point.
Nice.
That was something that we actually learned from Perryville, Missouri. They hosted a fly-in. So rather those folks flying to the airport, because we know they're coming, they're going to, instead of them flying in, getting in a car and leaving, let's keep them contained. Let's keep them in one place where they're safe. We can feed them. We can provide their solar eclipse glasses, their merchandise. So it's little things like that. So again, OzarkMountainEclipse.com. If you want to know where everything's going to be, what's going on, just keep up, you know, we're going to keep updating.
Yeah, it's dynamic. This is changing as Absolutely. We go along, but it's great that we've got one centralized location that we can look and see what is going on, what's been added. And again, it's, what is the website again?
OzarkMountainEclipse.com. And there will also be a link to it from our website, which is enjoymountainhome.com. But for those of you living in the area, just know that your sheriff's department, police department, fire departments, everybody's on top of this. Everybody has been made aware. So there's a lot of conversations that are going on behind the scenes. So just know that your community is working to make sure that this is the best experience possible.
Nothing negative here, but I did hear someone the other day say, it's going to be a nightmare. And I was in a store and I turned around and I said to the person, I don't think so, and let me tell you why. And we ended up sitting there talking for about 20 minutes, and by the time we were done, they were excited about it. They weren't dreading it. I said, you know, you can be a part of this.
Yes.
And you know,
everybody's gonna have to play their part.
Oh, sure.
When you're expecting your population,
I'm so excited
to double, we're gonna have people come from all over. And I know that the state of Arkansas has been working on groups that have already booked their travel plans from Canada, from Europe. They're coming from all over the world. And when you look at the path of totality, it's starting in Mexico, it's going to go up through Texas, mm-hmm. and then it's hitting Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So if you had to decide, do I want to watch the solar eclipse in a city like Dallas, or do I want to go to Arkansas, the natural state?
I've heard about the Ozarks. They're so pretty. Everybody says it's so pretty there.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Branson has made huge strides in tourism and in advertising. And so if people know that we're only an hour or so away from Branson, you know they're going to come.
They're coming. And mm-hmm. we've spent, our chamber, we are spending a lot of money over the next 12 months as well with just Arkansas.com, getting the word out. Because we do. We want to make sure that when people are deciding where they want to go, we want them to look at this area.
Sure. And we want them to have the best experience possible.
Absolutely.
And that's going to take all of us. It always takes the whole community to pull something like this off.
And that's one of the things that we're known for. We do this really well. Our community does a great job in embracing people that are coming in. Obviously we do, or they wouldn't come back. You know, we had almost 600,000 visitors to the Mountain Home city limits alone over the last 12 months.
Hey, we've had Babe Ruth baseball. We've had bass tournaments, huge tournaments.
The bike.
The bike. We have some neat stuff around here that we've been a part of. And this is just going to be some more icing on the cake that is Mountain Home.
Exactly. You know, going back to when we did our branding and we brought in Magnetic Creative from California.
What a fun group they are, by the way. Loved them.
Love those guys. But again, you know, they get here and they say, Danny, you told us you had a lot of water. We had no clue how much water you had, but they fell in love with just how friendly everybody was, how green and just the natural beauty of the area. And I know that that's what other people are going to, you know, get to experience when they come back next year.
It is going to be an amazing year for Mountain Home. And thanks to you, your staff, I know you have a wonderful staff. They work very, very hard. They've added so much to the chamber in the last couple of years, really. It's doubled in size.
It's crazy. The amount of momentum that we have. And, you know, we're always constantly trying to add new things, whether it's from the placer data or just with advertising dollars, how, you know, if we go to the travel and adventure shows in Dallas, you know, we're always open to new ideas to help our members. You know, if you want to get something else out of it, but more importantly, just know that there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes. When you invest in the chamber, whether it's an individual membership or a business, that money is allowing our team to go out and do things like get ready for the solar eclipse.
And put your name out there.
Exactly. Also, we work with developers and different businesses and retail. So there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. If you want to continue to see sustainable growth, you have to invest back into your community. By joining the chamber or helping out, getting involved, that's what you're essentially doing.
That is a great idea. People can start planning for this year ahead. And if you want to be a part of it, I'm sure they're going to need some volunteers at ASU Mountain Home, at the festival there and downtown. And there's going to be a lot going on, and we're going to need a lot of people, a lot of hands,
a lot of, you know, informational stations. I know that some of our resorts are going to also need help, because when you think about the timing of this, you're looking at April. A lot of their staff hasn't come back yet. And so it's going to take...
It's early.
Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be all hands on deck to get as many volunteers as we can, whether it's traffic control, giving, you know, merch. And yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. But, you know, again, the one thing that our community does really well is volunteer.
That's true.
You cannot...
We pull together.
And when you look at the amount of volunteer hours that actually happen in the Twin Lakes area, it's unreal.
That's why we've won volunteer community in many of our communities year after year after year. Because they are great at it. Danny, thank you so much. You have a heck of a year ahead of you, my friend.
It's going to be a little busy, but, you know, we are excited about just a new opportunity.
I'm looking forward to helping you push it any way I can.
Well, we appreciate
it. KTLO Classic Hits and the Booter behind you, 110%. And looking forward to getting some new faces in town and showing them the beauty that is the Ozarks.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Enjoy that sunshine.
I'm going to.
I'm telling you, spring has finally sprung.